Last week, a proposal to expand Vermont's only landfill moved a step forward. A state environmental board approved an Act 250 permit for the controversial project. The landfill is in Coventry, near Lake Memphremagog, and the expansion plan has faced local opposition, particularly from citizens that are concerned about the impact it could have on water quality in the lake. And the opposition is not just in Vermont. Many Canadian citizens are also opposed because Lake Memphremagog, which spans the Vermont-Quebec border, is a drinking water source for thousands of Quebec residents. So to hear more about the Quebecois perspective on this controversy, I'm joined now by Robert Benoit, the president of Memphremagog Conservation Incorporated. That's a group that's opposed to this project. Mr. Benoit, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me there.
Of course. So this project cleared a hurdle last week, but it sounds like your group is pleased with some of the restrictions that were placed on Casella, which is proposing this expansion to monitor for odor and certain chemicals. Is that right?
Yes. Well, our battle started in 2004. So, you know, it's a very long history between Casella and Coventry and Memphremagog Conservation. Now, it accelerated in the last year because of the Act 250. And we brought, you know, a member of Parliament, Minister, Mayor of Sherbrooke and Magog. We got everybody involved here. So it's a very large consensus.
As this permit has moved forward, there are some restrictions on Casella. They would have to monitor for things like odor and chemicals. Are you okay with the plan moving forward as long as those monitoring efforts are taking place?
No. Our demand, there was two main propositions coming from the Canadian side. The first one was that it's the worst place we can have that site organized, you know, along the lake, you know. We think Vermont should be looking for other way to treat the garbage. The way the Vermont is doing it at this point is the way we were doing it early in the century. You pick up garbage in a bag, you put it in a truck, and you put it in a hole. And in this case, the hole is right near the lake.
Do you think if this were the other way around and Vermonters were being impacted by a landfill or some other environmental concern that crosses the border from Quebec, do you think they would deserve consideration in the same way that you're asking for consideration here in Vermont, in Quebec?
Yes, they do. You know, there is a Commission Mixte Internationale who was created in 1909 who deal with these 62 rivers between Canada and United States. So there is already a level of people talking to each other, but unfortunately, they don't go far enough. They don't go fast enough. But, you know, we did win something. At this point, if the leachate is not coming in the lake, that's a plus. You know, the odor and the truck and the dust and all that, well, that's more people living in the United States. You know, I'm an hour drive from the site, so the odor don't affect us. But the leachate affect us. And, you know, the garbage are United States garbage, and we're just getting the leachate.
I should just explain, leachate is essentially the liquid runoff from the landfill, which is what you're concerned about getting into Lake Memphremagog. And so in this latest Act 250 permit, there would be some monitoring and of leachate, and it wouldn't be treated at the site, if I'm reading that correctly. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. In a new agreement at this point, leachate will not be treated in Coventry, in Newport. And that's important to understand that. If you put your leachate in a river, dilution is the solution to pollution. It's an old saying. But if you put it in a lake, there is no dilution. There is accumulation. The Lake Memphremagog is like a bat, and the water stays in the lake for 2 years before it gets renewed. So it just deposits there, and over time there is a bioaccumulation. And that's why MCI is so worried.
Well, finally, Mr. Benoit, you've appealed to an international commission which deals with cross-border environmental issues between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. This commission has been around since the 90s. What would that group do if it chooses to respond to this appeal that you've made to them?
These are very heavy organization between three countries. We do not expect to get quick action there. So we're not expecting overnight answer there. But I think we have to fight at every level we can. That's very clear in our mind here in Canada.
Robert Benoit is the president of Memphra Magog Conservation Incorporated. Mr. Benoit, thanks for speaking with me.
Henry, thank you very much. Have a good day.